Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner. Before we took on the airwaves today, you were mentioning something about an early childhood initiative. What's that about?
Right. Well, that's a big statewide initiative that's been started by the Minnesota Initiative Foundations. There's six of them around the state, and they were created by the McKnight Foundation about 20 years ago to really serve greater Minnesota, the 80 counties outside of the Twin Cities area. And about five, six, 7 years ago, the six initiative foundations started looking around and saying, what's one really major area that we can make a difference in, that we can all work on together? And they decided that early childhood development was that area. And so in 2002, they started what they call the Early Childhood Initiative. And since that started in 2002, they've put together about 400 programs and projects all across the state. They do it by going into communities and talking with people and listening to people, getting them to think about what can they do in their community for early childhood development to get the little kids from birth ready to go to school and then to do well in school.
So and they look specifically at communities, like what sorts of assets they currently already have.
Right.
And those kinds of things.
Yeah. You know, and there's so many more people that can be involved in this than you'd normally think. They've found that not just parents and families and child caregivers and education people were interested in this, but also the medical community, churches and other faith organizations, and even the business community, because really when you think about it, you know, how a child gets started and how well they do in their early years, research is really finding that that has a profound effect on how they do as adults and on the quality of our future workforce.
So in all these various communities around the state, pilot projects or whatever you want to call them, they're all varied and different then.
They are really. It's really what the community wants to come up with. They form coalitions in the communities, and it can involve more than one community. And they look at what they're really interested in, what they want to try. In the West Central Initiative Foundations area, they're working on dental access for children, because that is really can be such an issue in the more remote rural areas. And in the Northfield area, they're working on a home visiting program for new parents, especially new parents that may have other issues going on that are creating a challenge for them, and helping them with their baby and connecting them with other parents so they're not feeling isolated. And in Thief River Falls, they're actually working on a literacy program where they're teaching parents and child caregivers how to read to their children in such a way that they actually stimulate higher thinking skills in their children, even as little bitty kids.
Wow. Well, it's fascinating stuff, and this is all the various initiative foundations around the state that are
right, all six of them.
Interesting. Well, appreciate you dropping in and educating us about that. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next time.